Married at First Sight. Chapter 4423. Evan York responded without hesitation, "No, I don't want to know what she looks like. That won't do. She's determined to compete with me and steal you away. She won't give up easily. If you don't know what she looks like, you won't be able to stay alert, and she could easily trick you. If one day she sets you up and it becomes a done deal between you and her. Evan York, will you take responsibility or not?" Evan York was at a loss for words. After a long pause, he said helplessly, "All right. If you ever see her, let me know. I'll stay on guard and make sure she doesn't come within 3 meters of me. I'll learn from my eldest brother and bring bodyguards with me every day to keep scheming women at bay. You don't need to go that far, but having bodyguards is a good idea. If Lauren Hughes is truly determined, she might throw herself at you and force a situation you can't undo. Bringing a bodyguard makes things safer. That way, she won't even get close. 2 meters of distance is enough, but if 3 meters makes you feel safer, then keep 3 meters away. Before my future uncle got married, he was always accompanied by bodyguards whenever he went out. They were loyal and highly skilled in martial arts, not only protecting him, but also keeping admirers at a distance and preventing any schemes. Abidu knew all this. After all, it wasn't a secret in Wiltspoon. It was practically part of young Master York's public image. I'll call my eldest brother later and ask him to send a few bodyguards over. It's so late and you're still planning to call him? You might disturb his rest. Watch out, he might track your signal and strangle you. It's fine. Dad's schedule is chaotic. He's probably changing my nephew's diaper or feeding him right now. Abidu. She didn't say much about how the brothers interacted. You haven't showered yet, have you? Go shower and get to bed. Don't stay up late. You too, Abby. Good night. Love you. Yeah, you too, Abby. Good night. Love you. Abidu smiled and replied, "Good night." She didn't say love you back. After ending the call, Abidu placed her phone on the bedside table, stared at the ceiling for a moment, then turned off the lights and got ready to sleep. Meanwhile, Evan York had just returned home and hadn't showered yet. His good mood had been spoiled by Lauren Hughes's gift. After learning the details from Abidu, Evan York sent a message to Zachary York, asking if he was still awake. Zachary York replied, "Something up? Just say it." Evan York immediately called his eldest brother. Zachary York answered and asked in a low voice, "Is it something urgent? Why are you calling so late? Brother, are you still awake?" "The baby was hungry, so I got up to make formula. I just finished feeding him." Zachary York sat at the bedside, holding his son in one arm while speaking on the phone with the other. Serenity was fast asleep on the big bed. At night, she let their son drink formula so she could get some uninterrupted rest. Formula-fed babies tend to stay full longer and sleep more soundly, giving the parents a bit of a break. After becoming a father, Zachary York came to understand how challenging parenting truly was. He and his wife didn't want to rely entirely on a nanny or the elders. They preferred to care for their child themselves to build a stronger bond between parent and child. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4424. For example, Zachary York was raised by his grandparents from a young age. As a result, his bond with his parents isn't very strong. The people he cares about most are his grandparents. Even biological parents and children need to spend time together regularly and nurture their relationship to form a deep emotional bond. Is the baby easy to take care of? Does he still need formula? Does he miss his uncle? He's fine now. I let him drink formula at night so your sister-in-law can get some rest. Zachary York glanced at the baby in his arms. After being fed, the little one had fallen asleep again. He was only a few days old, but everything seemed to be going well. He ate and slept in a cycle, eating after sleeping and sleeping after eating. Zachary York wondered if things would get easier or harder as the child grew older. Oh, is he sleeping or awake right now? Brother, can you send me a picture? I already miss him. He's asleep, so no pictures for now. Wait until his full month celebration, and you'll see him when you come back. If you love children so much, you should marry Miss Du soon and have a few of your own. I just worry that if I have several children, they'll fight constantly and give me endless headaches. I might end up regretting having so many. In any case, Zachary York and his wife only planned to have two children. Now that their first child was born, they would consider a second in a few years, hopefully a daughter. A fortune teller once said the couple would have both a son and a daughter, and their second child would definitely be a girl. Looking at his increasingly handsome son, Zachary York imagined how beautiful his daughter might be. The thought made him eager to have a daughter as well. I'm not quite there yet. If Abby agreed to marry me now, I'd be laughing in my sleep. Zachary York asked, you've been there for quite some time. Still no progress? From what I know, the Du family hasn't been giving you a hard time anymore. Zachary York hadn't gone to High Ribbity, but since his brother was there pursuing a wife, he kept an occasional eye on the situation and knew a bit about what was going on. The Du family had only made the fourth son eat chili peppers during a live stream once, which led to gastritis, a sore throat, and a persistent cough. He ended up hospitalized and receiving four treatment for a few days. Abby Du had been so worried that she wouldn't let the family joke about his health again. A girl like that was definitely worth his brother's effort. And she was indeed the person Grandma had chosen. He truly was worthy of being the person Grandma had chosen. This time, Abby treated me much better. She got off work early, went out to dinner with me, and we even saw a movie together. She also accepted the bouquet and the set of jewelry I gave her. Brother, do you think that means Abby is starting to accept my feelings? Zachary York replied, I'm not Miss Du, how would I know what she's thinking? Fourth brother, why did you call me in the middle of the night? Get to the point. You've been talking for a while now and still haven't said anything meaningful. Evan York laughed. Brother, I actually wanted to ask you for a favor. What kind of favor? Just say it and I'll see if I can help. But if you're asking me to teach you how to win over a woman, I'm afraid I'm not qualified. Big brother will definitely help me, don't worry. I'm not asking for love advice. Big brother didn't even need to chase his wife. You got lucky and married my sister-in-law directly. Evan York was struggling with his own pursuit, and he couldn't help but envy his older brother. You can't compare to big brother. All you can do is be jealous. Zachary York was quite pleased with himself. He had already forgotten the anxiety and frustration he'd felt during the times he and Serenity had argued or gone cold. You're getting off track again. Just tell me what you need. Evan York grinned. I want a few people. Big brother, can you arrange for some to stay by my side to protect me from being targeted by admirers? Just like when you go out, every young woman should stay at least 3 meters away from me. Zachary York said, bodyguards, right? How many do you need? Do you even have admirers worth worrying about? Evan York, brother, come on. Am I really that hopeless? There are still plenty of girls who like me. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4425. Zachary York smiled. Yes, yes, you have admirers too. Plenty of them. Just be careful, Miss Du might feel there's too much competition and back away. No girl likes having too many rivals. My sister-in-law has lots of rivals in love. Zachary York. Even after my big brother got married, there are still people who admire him and want to sabotage his relationship. Zachary York. Brother, I just need 4 people. Please arrange for them to come tomorrow. Zachary York replied, a bit annoyed, got it. If there's nothing else, hang up. Don't call me about trivial things like this again. Just contact Uncle Yang directly, he can arrange it for you. Evan York laughed. I missed you, so I called. And I missed my nephew too. I've only been gone a day, and I'm already worried about him. If you're that worried, when you return from Hyribity, I'll have third brother take over the branch office there. Evan York quickly said, no need. I've got it covered. Let third brother keep learning from our brothers a bit longer, he hasn't even graduated yet. Good night, brother. With that, Evan York quickly hung up. He didn't dare keep chatting, worried that if he went on, his eldest brother really would transfer him back and send the eighth brother in his place. Zachary York set his phone down on the bedside table, then paced the room for a while with his son in his arms. After a bit, he returned to the bed, bent down, and gently laid the little one next to Serenity. Serenity stirred awake. She opened her eyes to see her husband placing their son beside her. She turned on her side, reached out to hug the baby, and gently patted his tiny body. With her eyes still closed, she asked, "Honey, was the baby hungry or did he have diarrhea?" "He was hungry. I fed him formula, and he fell back asleep. Don't worry, he's full now. Just get some rest." Serenity mumbled, "Okay. Hubby, you should sleep too." Raising a child is exhausting, and she knew Zachary York was tired as well. Zachary York gave a quiet hum in response. Then he lay down beside his wife and child. Lying on his side, he gazed at them as they slept peacefully. Though he felt a bit tired, it was all worth it. His heart was full of contentment. No more words were exchanged that night. The next morning, Serenity was awakened by her son's crying. She opened her eyes to see Zachary York already sitting up, holding their son and gently soothing him. "Why is he awake so early today?" "He usually sleeps until around 9 before waking up for a feed." Serenity sat up too, checked the time on her phone, and saw that it was just past 7. Zachary York looked slightly embarrassed. "I accidentally pressed his hand. He cried because it hurt. Serenity, I'm still not used to having him sleeping between us." Zachary York grew even more self-conscious. They had been used to it being just the two of them, and now with a newborn in the bed, even though he was their biological child, it was hard to adjust so quickly. He'd only been in the world a few days. While half asleep, Zachary York had rolled over, instinctively reaching out to hold his wife, and accidentally pressed down on the baby's tiny hand. The little one wailed instantly. And he cried quite a lot. Serenity gently took their son from his arms. "Luckily, you didn't press down on him completely. Some new parents forget their child is there and end up rolling over them in their sleep." She carefully checked their son's little hand. Zachary York asked nervously, "Honey, I didn't press on his private parts, did I? I felt like I was crushing something and quickly moved away. It shouldn't be serious. Should we take him to the hospital to get checked?" Married at First Sight, Chapter 4426. Zachary York tried to recall how much pressure he had applied when he accidentally pressed on his son's tiny hand. He felt it hadn't been very forceful. "It should be fine." Serenity gently soothed their son. The little one soon stopped crying and opened his eyes to gaze at his parents. "He's stopped crying. It probably means nothing's broken. If it were, he wouldn't have calmed down so quickly." Zachary York let out a breath of relief. He leaned in and gently stroked his son's cheek, apologizing softly, "Baby, Daddy didn't mean to. Daddy forgot you were sleeping next to Mommy and accidentally grabbed your little hand. Daddy promises to be more careful next time and won't hurt you again." Serenity said, "Why don't you sleep in the study? The baby isn't too hard to care for now, and I can manage on my own." "No, I'll sleep here. I'll be more cautious from now on and make sure I don't roll over on him. You're still in your confinement period and need plenty of rest. Even though the baby is easier now, you still have to wake up several times a night to feed him. If you keep getting up like that, you won't be able to recover properly. I don't need to return to the company yet. I'm on paternity leave to take care of you and the baby. It's fine if I sleep less at night. I can always nap during the day when he's sleeping. Zachary York was on leave to care for his beloved wife, and no one dared to openly criticize him. Even if there were whispers behind his back, he hadn't heard them, so he simply pretended there were none. He had been running the York Group for years. Even without being physically present at the office, he could manage it remotely via phone or computer. Besides, second brother and Josh were handling things at the company. All right then, from now on, let's have the baby sleep on my side, not between us. That way, her husband wouldn't forget and accidentally roll over onto their son. Although this was her first child, Serenity had real experience in caring for babies. She could sense the child's slightest movement and would never roll over onto him. "Should I make him some formula?" she asked. Zachary York touched his son's cheek again and smiled. "Our baby's skin is so soft. Serenity, look, he's getting more and more handsome. With our looks, how could our child not be attractive unless you had plastic surgery to become this good-looking? With our looks, our children won't turn out ugly unless you had plastic surgery to look this handsome." Serenity was certain she hadn't undergone any major cosmetic surgery. She was naturally beautiful. Young Master York immediately replied, "How could I have had plastic surgery? I was born this handsome and exceptional." Serenity laughed. "I was only joking. I know you wouldn't even know how to get plastic surgery." Her husband's family clearly had strong genes. "Don't make the formula yet. I'll breastfeed him." Zachary York nodded in agreement. Watching his wife nurse their son, he said with a touch of jealousy, "The kid has taken over my territory." "Zachary York." Serenity shot him a glare. This man was actually jealous of his own son. "Wife, from now on, you have to put me first. You can't let this little guy take my place. Without me, there wouldn't even be him." Young Master York made his position clear, worried that once they had a son, his wife's affection would shift entirely. "I always said you'd be jealous of your own child, and you really are. This is your son." "I know he's my son, but one day, he'll be someone else's husband. You can't spoil someone else's man too much." Serenity didn't know whether to laugh or cry. All right, I'll be good to my own husband. I'll put you before our son, okay?" Before getting pregnant, she had looked forward to having a baby. Now that they had one, the two were already competing for her affection. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4427. When we have a second child in the future, if it's a daughter and you end up loving her more, I'll feel jealous too. Zachary York responded warmly, "Even if we have a daughter, you'll always be first in my heart. I'll never love our children more than I love you. Our children will grow up and build lives of their own. Eventually, they'll leave us to create their own homes. But you, you'll be the one who stays with me as we grow old together. In my heart, Serenity, you are the most important. No one can ever take your place." Serenity smiled and said, "I'll wait and see if you keep your word once you actually have a daughter. Honey, in a few years, if our second child is also a boy, should we try for a third?" Zachary York paused and said thoughtfully, "Let's not go for a third. Two children are enough. If the second one isn't a girl, we'll leave it at that. No matter how skilled the master is, he's not a god. He can still be wrong. There's no need to have three or four kids just because of his prediction. My aunt wanted a daughter so badly, she kept trying. After her third child, she had another son, then went for a fourth and still had a boy. He was her ninth child." Learning from his aunt's experience, Zachary York didn't want his beloved wife to endure multiple pregnancies unnecessarily. "I don't want to have too many children. One child can feel a little lonely, but two is perfect. Having both a son and a daughter would be ideal, but if not, we'll accept whatever comes. Your family hasn't had a daughter in generations. It's not just us. After saying that, Serenity chuckled, I've only just had my first baby and I'm still in confinement, yet here we are talking about having a second and third. But honestly, I am a little disappointed the baby wasn't a girl. Why couldn't I have twins, a boy and a girl, like Jane Johnson? Zachary York gently touched his son's cheek. He's asleep again. He always does this during feeding. Falls asleep in minutes, then wakes up crying not long after because he's hungry again. Breastfeeding really does make you hungry faster. Come on, little one, eat before you sleep. Zachary York gave the baby a soft pinch, waking him up just enough to resume feeding. Zachary York gave the little one a gentle pinch, waking him up just enough to start nursing again. I had a feeling it would be a boy. Like you said, our family hasn't had a daughter for generations. This is only our first child. It's not so easy to break a generational pattern. Ever since learning his wife was pregnant, Zachary York had suspected the baby would be a boy. Later, when Sonny kept saying his aunt was having a little brother, Zachary York became even more convinced. Then why did you buy so many princess dresses? Zachary York chuckled, the baby can still wear them. No way. What if he ends up too soft? Boys should look like boys. You bought so many clothes already, he can't wear them all even if we change his outfit daily. He definitely doesn't need to wear girls' clothes. Serenity firmly rejected the idea of letting her husband dress their son in princess outfits. Even if they didn't have a daughter, that didn't mean they should raise their son like one. You're right. We'll save them. When we have a baby girl someday, we can bring them out again, wash them, let them dry in the sun, and dress her in them. The baby soon drifted off to sleep again. Serenity stopped feeding him and handed him to her husband. Hold him for a while. He just ate, so don't put him down too quickly. I'm going to the bathroom. Zachary York carefully took their son and reminded her, be careful. If you feel dizzy or unwell, call me right away. It had only been a few days since Serenity gave birth, and her body was still very weak. Seeing her pale face, Zachary York's heart ached. He wished he could take away her exhaustion instantly. Got it, came Serenity's voice from the bathroom. Zachary York's concern may have come off as nagging, but in her heart, Serenity felt warm. His fussiness came from love, care, and deep affection for her. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4428. When Serenity came out of the bathroom, she saw Zachary York carefully laying their son in the crib beside him. Don't put him down too quickly, he might spit up, she quickly reminded him. Hold him a bit longer. Zachary York picked the baby up again and asked, how much longer do you want me to hold him? Just a little longer. Let him sleep next to me, not in the crib. We need to get used to having another little one between us so you don't roll over and crush him again. Zachary York pursed his lips. I just feel like he's come between us. Wife, I've figured out who my biggest rival in love is. It's my own son. Serenity. Zachary York went on, I can't hit him, can't scold him. I have to spend money on him, love him, buy him books, give him an education, and help him grow into someone great. Serenity laughed. When he grows up and marries someone else's daughter, he won't be your love rival anymore. He's your son, your own flesh and blood. By that logic, we shouldn't have kids at all. If you have a son, he's your husband's love rival. If you have a daughter, she's your wife's. Zachary York's face flushed red. Let me hold him. You should rest a bit more. I sleep fine at night, but you have to wake up to feed him, and you're not getting proper rest. Serenity took the baby from his arms, letting Zachary York get some extra sleep. I can't go back to sleep now. I have to take Sonny to kindergarten. I'll nap when I get back. After checking the time, Zachary York decided he would take Sonny himself. Sonny enjoyed living with them and had been cared for by them before transferring to a different school. When summer vacation comes, he will go with his parents to Zhongcheng and continue his schooling there. Zachary York felt a deep reluctance to part with the little one he had looked after for so long, even though Sunny would only be able to visit occasionally in the future. But since Sunny was his eldest aunt's son, it was only right for him to live with his own parents. No matter how unwilling they were, they had to let go. "Well, you should take Sunny to kindergarten first," Serenity said. Zachary York quickly changed clothes. Before leaving, he walked over to Serenity and asked for a kiss. She obliged, and he gave his son a kiss on the cheek before heading out to take Sunny to school. As usual, Sunny ran in before leaving to see his little brother and gave him a kiss, just like his uncle, before agreeing to go to kindergarten. Serenity didn't lay her son down until after Zachary York had left. Not long after, the old lady personally brought breakfast in for her. "Serenity, time for breakfast." She set the meal on the coffee table outside and entered the bedroom. Seeing Serenity holding her phone and looking at something, the old lady came closer and gently said, "Serenity, during confinement, you should lie down more and stay off your phone. It's bad for your eyes. You also need to lie down often. Sitting too long can cause back pain later." "Grandma," Serenity said with a smile, putting her phone down. "I just picked it up to take a few pictures of the baby. I want to capture every day of his growth. You just came in. I wasn't on my phone the whole time. But Grandma, why are you the one bringing me breakfast?" The old lady sat on the edge of the bed, leaned over to look at the baby, and said affectionately in a soft voice, "I wanted to see my great-great-grandson. It doesn't matter who brings the food.